reach out to pools and spas and let them know that that we're facing this expense to see if they want to do something to remedy it.
Were they the installer? Is there a warranty that went along with the installation?
I don't know. We never got the as-built or the warranty manuals or the maintenance manuals. We've reached out to Sean a couple times for those. I don't know who else would have them. Would they be at the shell office?
I can follow up with that with them.
I can always swing by and see if they come up if they're there. So I don't know what the warranty is on it.
Probably who installed it?
Pools and spas.
But yeah, regardless of the warranty, I mean, it still needs to be addressed or at least brought to their attention, because if it's a workmanship issue, then they're held accountable for it.
And Canon has been working with the staff out there on multiple trial and errors to try to figure out what will clean the stains up, and nothing's really working, but we really want to get that stabilized because it's not getting any better. You know, the small areas are actually kind of growing.
Where the stains are?
Well,
Where it's crumbling.
The stains are on the rubber or on the...
It's like, you know, near where the showers are because of the iron in the water.
And like by the lifeguard stands and stuff. Yeah, I mean, I guess we really need to exhaust every possibility with pools and spas before we spend the money ourselves.
But at least you now see a worst-case scenario.
Lance, can you put some pressure on them?
I'll work on it.
Give them the muscle. Okay, so we're not voting on this.
No.
Okay. Great. I'm glad. Okey-dokey. Okay, Joe.
Nothing really to report other than the foundation has a little over $300,000 in the bank waiting for Eric to spend it on science lab renovations. So it is there for that purpose. It wasn't raised for that purpose, but it's money that we will use on anything that we view as a capital item, and that certainly is a capital item. So hopefully it'll be no cost to the school and no special fundraising. As Gina has let everybody know informally, she's replacing the events that we have been doing, the gala in March, and other things, with a pickleball tournament that'll be probably in next year, in 2020, on one of the new sports fields over on the other side. They're portable bocce ball things. It's bocce ball, not pickleball.
Oh, it's bocce ball.
It's going to be a team. We're going to advertise, and people put together 4-man teams, and it's a fun competition, and we can drink over there.
Italian,
and if you've ever played bocce, it's a big drinking game.
It is.
It's not quite as big as pink.
Beer pong.
I was like, isn't that any game?
We didn't think it would be proper here on this site, so those fields should be ready for this by
the year. Are you getting killed with the rain over there?
Yes, we haven't had a bulldozer in the field for 3 or 4 months. There will be in September, at the same time as we used to do the dragon boat, we'll be doing a balloon thing at the airport, where the big hot air balloons, a bunch of them.
That's cool.
And people can go up for, 2 or 4 people can go up with the driver of it.
People come from all over to go to this.
Correct.
It's amazing to me.
I remember Milton, it was so popular.
Yeah, Milton's
great. So well attended. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the guy who coordinated the Milton one all those years is working with Gina.
He's sort of retired, sold his balloon, but he's helping organize it because he knows all the ballooners out there. Apparently. So that's all I have.
Joe did also not mention this, but the foundation has graciously agreed to offer 2 scholarships again this year to a male and a female graduating senior.
Yeah, we do the same thing with the foundation that we do here with the executive board. Instead of taking money from general funds, we raise it by asking everybody, in our case, $250 from all the board members. Mm-hmm. And every year so far, everybody's been willing to do it. So hopefully they'll be willing to do it again. But we will do those two scholarships.
Debbie, when do those essay? We need to coordinate better between us.
I also am going to ask some board members, actually I'm going to ask you to take my place on that process, because hopefully I will have at least one, if not two, children vying for scholarships, so I don't believe it's appropriate for me to be involved at all in the process. So can you, Marty, will take my place?
When do they have to turn the essays in by?
I think I put like a right after spring break. I can't remember the date. They'll be uploaded on a website that they already have been using. A lot of them have been using. It's sort of like a common application, so they don't have to re-enter all their profiles. And then whoever's evaluating them can get access to them digitally, or we can download them whenever you want. So.
On that subject, again, I sent an email out to the board member, to all of you guys, asking if you were in support of the scholarship. Again, unanimously, I got yeses. So we will be giving a $2,500 scholarship to one graduating senior. That's $200 from each person, or as close to that as you can get. So I would encourage you to start writing your checks and sending them in, and just, what's the word?
I just would make a personal request that if you did say you would give, that you please do, because the year I was president, we came up short. And to promise a kid that we're going to have that money and then not come through, or promise the school, it doesn't look good for us at all. So if you made the promise to give money, please do. I think Trish found money to make it up for us, but
I was going to say that to make sure that, yeah, you indicate on
the memo,
in the memo, that it's for the board the board scholarship.
And it's $200.
Yes.
Payable to Sussex Academy.
To Sussex.
Yes, they do. We only have that.
You still have to pay.
Listen.
If I get to vote, I pay.
Mr. Emeritus, we only have 12 board members right now. Yeah. So we need every penny.
Emeritus.
We can get.
I like that.
It's not proper English. You'd fail the SAT, so pass that around.
So Joe, if we come under budget significantly for the renovations for the science labs, we do want to also create a student center. If there's extra funds, would we be able to use that to offset some of the cost for that?
Somehow I know this, the number's going to come out to we just spent $350,000. There's no question, and we're going to have a zero back.
That's right.
Maybe. I really want to see the estimates for the science labs, mm-hmm. and then make a decision on the other side as to whether we can extend further.
Fair enough.
Do I need to vote on the scholarship? I don't think so. Okay. Mm-hmm. Heather, can you announce yourself?
Heather Brown, board member.
Okay. All right. Into committee reports. Just briefly on A, executive nominating succession. Let's see, it's March. I think I would like to address this real quick. In looking at our board seat vacancies and whatnot for next year, it looks like we are going to have, as of this moment right now, it looks like we are going to have two vacant seats, Brian Trout, who has resigned, as we knew, and myself, who is terming out. We also have two other board members who are in their last year. Don't shake your head, you're not in your last year yet.
I'm not?
No. Are in their last year of their first term, Debbie Yu and Shanta Yu. You guys, this is your third year, so you have the option to request an additional year if you choose, Lauren. And then Lauren, Denise, Chris Moody, Lance, Marty, you guys all have 1 year left. Some of you are terming out. Lauren, Denise, Moody.
No, Lance didn't start the same year as us, right?
Are terming out. Lance is only finishing his third.
Yeah.
He'll finish his first third term, mm-hmm. his first 3 years. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
You've been on here 3 years?
Wow.
Next
year.
Yeah,
sure.
No, next
year.
He has
1 year left. 1 year left.
Yeah.
This is Lance's second year. Yeah. So that being said, it looks like we're going to have 2 vacancies for next year.
And then like 4, right?
And then,
yeah,
I mean,
big.
Depending.
Yeah,
and just keep in mind, if you served your 3 years, you do not have to come back. We would love for you to come back. We would love that. But you don't have to. Just keep that in mind. So there could be changes to these numbers. I do have quite a few, when I say quite a few, I probably have 3 or 4 applications right now.
Oh, okay.
And I'm hoping for a couple more. So I think we're in good shape. However, I do think that this is March, so we don't really have to talk seriously about, actually, when we come to the April board meeting, I would like everyone who has a term expiring to consider whether or not you would be interested in requesting another year. And then we need to look at who's leaving, if anyone, and then what our polls are in our
makeup,
and then kind of look at our application. So we'll do that next meeting. Okay. Anything else on committees? Hold off, Chris Moody. Anyone else on committees have anything to report that isn't already in a committee report?
Just have a slight change to the governance committee report in one of them. Thank you, Susan, for that. And one of the bills, House Bill 48, I have it as awaiting governor's action, so that should actually be under House Bill 11.
The awaiting governor's mm-hmm. action?
It just gets moved down one bill.
Yep. I will be honest and tell you that I didn't read this. Is there anything on here that we should be concerned about, Shanta?
No, they're all pretty much similar to the last month. And then at the end, there were just quite a few regulations. This was new. These past emails we received actually had regulations that, you know, talk about educational support professional of the year, but a lot of things that don't necessarily pertain to us,
mm-hmm.
per se.
I will say something that I found to be very uplifting is that there seems to be a lot of conversation right now, not only at the local level, but at the national level, about providing counselors in schools. I've noticed some articles, you know, big news articles, and I've noticed some stuff locally. So hopefully Delaware will
get some funding
in place to help schools do that if they think it's so important.
Yeah.
So
we, Shanta, have we heard any rumblings in the state legislatures for limiting or putting a moratorium on new charter schools being authorized by the DOE?
Not that I've heard.
Many states, and this is the state that's typical because it's a progressive democratic state, it's usually heavy unionized influence to the legislature that determines whether there's a war against charters or not. And I'm glad you haven't heard anything about that, but keep your eyes and ears open because it's going to be hitting papers regularly, I think, based on what I have been reading in some of the national charter school stuff.
There's a new one coming to Georgetown.
Yeah, but they haven't applied yet.
No, they haven't applied.
They're not applying till for probably 2 more years.
Yeah.
So
this,
I hope that...
Is this the Alana Berry, the one in Milton?
The Brian
Stevens.
They don't have a site, so... But,
okay.
No, they don't. Yeah, because I looked on their web.
And they don't have a...
Like, where's the location?
They don't have a head, and the one out in Seaford,
uh-huh.
on the other side of Seaford, has a site, but also no head.
Not the Montessori.
And that's a Montessori. It's a charter Montessori.
Okay.
So it's very much like First State Montessori, which
okay,
I visited
yeah.
yesterday up in Wilmington, which is a great facility.
Yeah, it's a great school.
If we have 3 or 4 great schools like Newark Charter, ours, certainly
mm-hmm.
Charter School of Wilmington, they're right in that crowd, but they're lower school and middle school, not high school.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay, Chris?
You said hold off.
No, I mean, until
now. Oh, now you're ready.
Yes.
But now you're
okay. Are you sure?
Oh, but that's board policies under old business, Susie.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
Go.
Go ahead.
Are we ready?
We're ready.
Okay. So I sent everybody the consulting proposal. So basically, just a little bit of history behind this. So, as you know, we've been looking at assessing our lunch program. We had the test kitchen went extremely well, but at our last meeting, and Alan, please chime in. There's a lot of pieces to just redoing a lunch program. It's not as simple as saying we have somebody that wants to do it locally. We have somebody nationally wants. It's not like that. There's DOEs involved. There's a lot of regulations. There's how much money we receive from free and reduced lunch. There's just a lot of pieces to this. So one of the things that we thought would be best is to have a professional consulting company come in, and that's what you have in front of you is the Milton Miller Consulting. And we thought it would be best to have them come in and really just do basically a feasibility study on our program. Obviously, this is their world. I think it would be in our best interest to move forward with something like this, because I don't think the committee can make some of the decisions that would maybe best for the school. So if we have somebody come in, do the feasibility study, really look at everything that we have in our area, in our kitchen, everything as a whole, and then come up with some recommendations, I think it would be best for us. And you can see it's been broken into two pieces, and the second, the
Is
first
the
one.
Change they made?
Yeah, it looks like they
nice.
Broke it down. Yeah.
Nice.
So the second one is really developing our plan, a strategic plan on us moving forward based on some of the recommendations that the board would have to prove, obviously. I did reach out to Steve. I haven't heard back. I don't know if you've talked to him. I sent this to Steve just to see if there's funds available. Obviously, this is something that's not budgeted for. I haven't heard back. I don't know if you or you
He's
have.
He's been very, very busy. I emailed him last week. He was in Germany. I guess he thought he would be here today. Last minute, he wasn't able to get here.
Yeah. So, and then Jen and I have had conversations offline about bringing this to the board. And obviously, we were looking at doing another test kitchen, but then we wanted to kind of regroup and just everybody pause for a minute so we could see if this is what our next step would be, because we don't want to get too far ahead of this and then, you know, there'll be perceptions that we're making all these big changes when we may not be making any changes. So that's why we kind of hit the pause button. And this was really logically the next step. They're still behind the work going on, but this really makes the most sense. If we do want to make a change, and if the board doesn't think, then we don't have to. But if we are looking at making a change, then I think this is the best option.
Chris, is the... these guys familiar with all the regulations that govern school lunch programs?
Everything.
Everybody at this table is not really...
Correct. I mean, we've all done little pieces, and we have community members. I mean, there's lots of people doing little things, but to the level to make a really informed decision, I think we need a group like this to tell us, because, again, they know the ins and outs. It's their world. Matt Mundock, he does something similar to this. He's very familiar with it. He's the one who recommended. I just think it makes the most sense.
Now, here's a question. If we go through with this group, since we have this draft of this wellness policy that talks about nutrition, is that something that this group would be looking over our wellness policy when it pertains to the nutrition aspect?
Yes.
Like, is that, so should we put a pause on approving this at this point and letting them weigh in, or no?
Well, my understanding is that, and maybe Alan, someone else could help me with this, but my understanding is that there's some urgency around this wellness policy.
The wellness policy is basically what we need to have in line with the National School Lunch Program. So Alan can talk a little bit more on that. I believe a lot of these policies are things that are necessary that we create it. It's the guidelines that are set that you have to follow if you participate in this
to receive the funding
program.
Yeah, to continue to participate.
To receive the funding, we would have to do certain things.
So I think we would move forward with
this.
Yes.
Showing it.
And if we had to change, we would change.
Correct.
But I think yeah.
That's what make, that would make more sense, I think.
So, you know, as I look at this proposal, basically what we're buying is number two, because that's what we don't know.
That's what we don't know.
We really need to understand from a very specific dollars and cents perspective, what it would mean for us to, if we decide to leave the program. So.
But also, just so everyone is aware, I mean, if you really, if you're just looking at the numbers, we have to keep in mind, you know, the one is 5,000, the second one is 2,200. We would have to pay for the hotel and the and the and the mileage and everything. So that's going to add a little bit to it. I just don't want everybody to think
that was included.
No. On the first one, the travel is included.
Yeah,
on the second one, it's not.
It's not included.
Okay.
At least I read it, it's not included.
Are you looking at this?
Yeah.
But Jen, I think that the first one is what we need to do first to see if it's feasible before we go to part two.
Well, yeah, we do.
So the right now, what we just need to figure out is, are we going with part one and say, yes, you know, at least have a look at it. Because that was the big thing, is running the numbers, kind of saying how many kids would be interested in buying the food. Because there are so many numbers being thrown at. This is what we need to see, that we can put all the things in, have a kitchen, and now kids are not buying food, then we are going to go backwards. So I think this is, that's the reason we thought of getting these people, because if we really need to do it, it would be good. And once we know what our cost is, then we go to part two to say, hey, to do this, how much we need. So we are talking about somewhere between $4,000 to $6,000, which unfortunately is something we need to do.
Okay. So Alan, do we have that? Can we cover that money?
Yeah, you can cover anything you want.
I mean,
well,
it has to do with how much we would
right
reduce
out of
our
big
reserves.
Contingency fund.
Yeah, that's right.
It has to do with how much we would
actually
reduce
is that there. Operating? Does can that count as coming out of contingency?
But that's where I mentioned earlier that it may be down to 35, but it may be a little bit.
Right, because if this is adding five.
But at the same time, if you're going to hit reserves, you don't want to do it year after year after year. So a one-time thing is a little pink mark on your report. But too many years in a row is not a good thing.
Right.
But I still don't think we can make decisions without this. I just don't know how we could inform it, because I just think we need some expertise.
I think we're doing what we need to do, which is we know we have a problem with lunches. It's not acceptable to the kids.
Exactly.
So nobody does it.
Right.
And we ought to have a competitive offering that enough kids want to do it.
Absolutely. Agreed.
Including the free and reduced price.
Right.
So I think it's money we need to spend to improve something around here that everybody thinks is a joke.
I agree.
I heard lots of good things about the test kitchen.
Oh, I love
some of those comments. The survey's results were something.
Awesome. That was great.
The community, I mean, just outside of the school, the community knew we did it. I mean, it was great.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much community support.
Phase two was like the second.
It's the planning. Like, so once we look at all the data and we can make an informed decision, okay, do you want them to develop the plan? Then we can go back and revisit and say, yeah, we'll let them do it. But we
Are we voting on, let's just vote on phase one.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be my recommendation,
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
So can I make a motion or?
Sure.
Okay, so I'd like to make a motion. We move forward with phase one for Milton Miller Consulting for the $4,960.
A second.
Hold on. All right, Chris made the motion.
Sorry.
Uday seconds. Is there any further discussion? I feel like we already had our discussion. We should have waited. No?
No.
Okay, let's vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
So, great. Thank you. So, my question...
Something to sign.
Okay. So that's what we need to do, right? Okay.
It just, if you email it to me, I'll sign it and scan it back to you.
All right. I'll send it to you.
But I would like a do not exceed on there, please.
Okay.
And I'll, if I need to write it in myself,
I'm sure
I will.
Will. I'm sure you will.
If it's $49.60, then I really do not exceed $49.60. Okay. Anything else on school culture? great work that you guys have done on this food program.
Well, there's a lot of people, and Kathleen Shell really helped tremendously, especially the taco kitchen was Blue Moon. And Kathleen, she organized all that. So, I mean, there's a lot of people, but she's definitely... Yeah, so it was a good effort.
For phase one?
Is plus travel?
No, you have a wrong document. Travel's included.
I sent two.
Yeah. In this updated document, the total fee for phase one, it's 40 hours for $4,960 inclusive of travel.
Okay.
Then he broke it out into a phase two, which is more of the operational plan, which is the same hourly fee plus travel expenses. So we just voted on the
but
phase one.
But I sent
one.
You the right one, correct?
You sent
hey,
me
Chris,
the updated one.
Here's my only concern. Well, here's my concern is that we won't be able to, he's going to get the work done between now and our April board meeting.
Correct, that's
we'll have a report.
Right.
And then we'll be able to vote. So can you make sure you address that with Milt and say, look, here's the deal. Because if we don't vote in May, in April, then we're again in May.
And I'll have that conversation. And also, do you want to share about the current agreement that we are in? We just have to give them 60 days notice. We can cancel, but we have to go, I mean, if we go in a direction, we'd have to do an RFP, but we can cancel with them any time leading up to this.
If his suggestion and recommendation is that we no longer participate in the school lunch program, we don't have to worry about an RFP.
Yeah.
However, something else started yesterday or today with Casapulas.
Yeah, so there's multiple vendors now that are interested in, and I didn't bring all that up because that's a whole nother discussion.
So we might simultaneously be doing this and have to do an RFP.
Yep.
Right.
That's right. I get it.
So
it's a lot of work.
It's complicated.
Yeah.
It's not just.
Yeah, there is a third thing that is happening. So but I think this is still needed for us to see if it is feasible or not.
Definitely.
Right.
The vendors can keep changing, or we can go with
but
the
not,
program or not. But we need.
We need that. But we already
for someone
have
to
it,
come
so.
Who knows this and can guide us.
Yep.
What is the final end game? I mean, is it to have a kitchen here that we prepare this?
Well, we discussed that. We've assessed the kitchen. Do we want to bring another vendor in? Do we want to leave the school lunch program? Do we want to bring Casapulas in? Big Fish has talked about. I mean, there's lots of different things to get a better lunch. There's just a lot of restrictions around it. So.
The problem is if you get the school lunch program, we get the grants that comes with a 32-page binding document, and there are not many things we can do.
Right.
If we go with our own lunch program, it doesn't mean we need our kitchen here. We can get it outsourced and bring it in.
Right.
Then we can, but then enough people need to buy in to generate the money that we can still cover the free food for.
And it will still be in compliance with this.
And we want to make sure that it's healthy food and not...
Right.
Eats us every day, you know.
Well,
so
we
that's
won't need a wellness policy.
We won't need it because then we're not doing
the
school
the
lunch.
Right.
Now, if as part of this consulting fee, are they gonna help determine like what is that break even point? Like, hey, you need to have 193 people sign up for this.
Yeah.
Otherwise
all the numbers are involved.
That is the reason
it's,
we want.
That's
to
why
that.
It's so important.
Okay.
Yeah, because we didn't want to start making a kitchen here and find out no one wants to buy the food.
Right.
So that's the reason. In the first part, they're going to survey the kids. They know how many high school kids buy lunch, how many middle school kids would buy lunch.
There's,
so they
there's,
have it
there's what that's the deliverables right there. If you want to look at that.
Okay.
Sorry. Still on the pool.
All right. If we opened it up to parents and local business people, then maybe it would. All right. Thank you. One other thing on Ad Hoc Board Policy Committee. We met last week. We had a great meeting. We came up with some ideas for some changes that we want to propose to the board. We also got Alan, thank you for sending out a copy of our bylaws, which I had never seen before. In my sixth year on the board, I never laid eyes on the bylaws. Have you?
I was just like...
No. So there are some issues. There are some things in the bylaws that don't jive with our policies. Policies.
And
little things. So we just need to...
change
the level. And the way it came up is the other charter schools that you work in, Wilmington Charter Schools, they have their board policies in their bylaws, which we never had. So we'll have to look at making that change too.
So
you don't
I
need to do it that way. Do They can't be separate documents.
I don't know.
Yeah, obviously, because that's how we have done it all these years. But they need to
align.
Be consistent with each other. So we're going to have another meeting, and I am going to say that we'll present our proposed new policies in April.
Oh, we will.
At the board meeting?
You're going to be very busy.
We're going to try to. So there's not, fortunately, there's not too many board policies, so that there's not too many things we need to change. Okay.
I am. I'll call them tomorrow.
Moving on into old business. Oh, the wellness policy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to vote on that.
Yep.
Okay. Who's in charge of this wellness policy?
I think it looks good as is.
Can you summarize this?
Yeah, I've read it twice.
This is already in place. We've already approved this, and we made a couple changes to it.
Okay.
The revisions are starting on page 8. We've removed some language on page 8.
There is something I'd like to change as far as the oversight. I don't think it should be Janet.
Janet,
in the past, her title was Director of Accountability, and she has a lot of things on her plate that revolve around accountability, but now that her role has changed, I don't think it's appropriate to keep her accountable for so many other things, given her new responsibilities and the new things she's accountable for. So, thinking that this would be most appropriate to have oversight from the business manager role. Sorry.
That's all
right. I was going to ask.
I know. Okay.
And do
page
one,
two.
Page
two.
Oh. And one just quick question for all teachers. Do we do the, I know the policy talks about physical activity breaks, the 3 to 5 minute breaks in the class. Do they do that? And it said in and. So it wasn't like it was like it
what
doesn't
page is that?
Doesn't read like an either or. It seems like it's a. It is on page.
Yeah, I'm worried about that.
It's on page 9.
Oh, great.
It says we recommend. Our language is kind of loosey goosey, but it still reads like we're supposed to be doing it.
Can I ask a question? Because sometimes these policies come down from the state, like we have to have them.
Yeah, this was right.
They sent the template.
Yeah,
they sent the template, and we are kind of modifying language to because this is what we do.
Okay. Yeah, because like.
So I think
it's,
we have what,
so recommend with
the recommended.
Periodic opportunities
for young
teacher.
Yeah, that's what you would think.
Yes.
Hmm? Activity period, we need that guideline.
Okay. So what was, I see the edits under.
So anything that is sort of gray is a highlight, is an edit, and then anything that's is lined will be removed.
And also I think there's some language where some of it says Sussex Academy and others it says the Sussex Academy. I think we need to remove the B. Anywhere.
That's been around a long time, and I don't understand where
it's
from.
It's not correct.
But it's in a lot of old documents.
It might also be in the charter.
Also inconsistent in the document. It starts off with Sussex Academy, and then it's the Sussex Academy.
And I've not been clear on which is correct, because I feel like the founding board used the Sussex Academy.
The older stuff. Well, I guess probably whatever's on our most recent charter, or renewal, and I believe it's
Well, the bylaws say the Sussex Academy of Arts and Sciences.
That's the bylaws.
That's the bylaws.
I know, I've seen it.
What's the charter?
Yeah, but it's not capitalized.
It's not capitalized.
It is not capitalized.
It's just the.
Serious stuff.
It's not
the. English 101.
I know.
He's the emeritus. He can say whatever he wants.
He can.
That's what I said.
We can change the bylaws too.
The letter from Susan Bunting says Sussex Academy.
I think that's pretty official.
There you go. That's official.
All right, let's just, let's make it Sussex Academy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so wait, so we already voted on this policy.
Well, right, you're voting on amendments.
It's the revisions, yeah.
We're voting on amendments.
Revision, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which would also include changing the oversight individual to me and removing the before the Sussex Academy. And it's in there a lot.
Someone needs to make this motion. It's a not Alan.
What is the motion, Alan?
Aren't we making a motion to vote on this revision?
On the revision, yeah.
Shanta, make us a motion.
I make a motion to accept the wellness policy with the minor noted changes of removing the Sussex Academy and changing the, the oversight, so changing the person responsible for the oversight from Janet Owens to Alan Stafford.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Andrea, are you good on that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Marty. Okay, any further discussion?
Looks like it.
Alrighty then, let us vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Okay, that was old business. Any other old business? Going, gone. Moving into new business. Calendar. Alan?
Everybody should have a copy of the draft calendar. So we convened a calendar committee that consisted of teachers from both the middle and the high school, as well as other staff members that were involved. What we did is Mr. Stafford gave us a copy of a template, and then we went month to month and discussed what would be best in the best interest of academics and the students and the staff. And what we came up with is what's in front of you. What some of the noted changes that are, I'll go over it month to month, some of the changes that are different from what we've seen, and then I'll take questions. So we're going to close the first week in July for the 4th of July holiday. That'll give the opportunity for the custodians also to do the stripping and waxing of the floors in the office, and they prefer that office staff isn't there while they're working. So we will get the whole week of Independence Day off for all staff, our office staff. Obviously 10-month employees aren't here. We'll go to summer work hours where we will be open Monday through Thursday, and the office hours are from 9 to 3. One of the changes is we will come back on the 19th and the 20th. Those will be staff work days where staff members can work in their room, get their syllabi ready for the year. Many of our staff come in during the summer, so those will also be available for staff to use as flex days. So if they're doing work in the summer, then they don't need to come in those 2 days to get ahead of the game because they're already there because they're in for most of the summer. They don't have to come in those days. And then we'll have official in-service days with meetings on the 21st and 22nd. On the 26th, we're going to bring just 6th and 9th graders in, and we'll do respective orientations for both of those grades when the 6th graders will be the only ones in the middle school, and the 9th graders will be the only one in the high school. We did that this year with the high school, and it worked really well.
Both grades here all day?
Yes. And then everyone else will come in on the 27th. There's really no changes in September. October, we'll hold our, we scheduled the 11th as a no school in service day. All charter schools are going to be putting that on their calendar so that they can attend the Delaware Charter Conference. What you'll notice is that we've input more in service days from September through December. All right, and the reason for that is if we are really going to be serious about our staff engaging in meaningful professional development, we need to provide the time for them to do that, embed it in the school year. So that is why you're seeing more in-service days throughout the calendar. And we also eliminated the early release days. Okay, so that you really can't get much done on those days. Having a full day of in-service, teachers will really be able to delve into whatever professional learning activities are that are going on. Our fall break, okay, so the fall break, we do it on a rotating basis. So on an election year where there is an election day on Tuesday and returns day on Thursday versus opening the school Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we take that week as fall break. This is an off-election year. So as a result, the fall break will occur later, and we will be off the whole week of Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And then our winter break, what we did is we will end on the 20th with a PLC, early dismissal, so that we are able to have a holiday gathering like we did this year. And we will be closed for 2 weeks for the winter holiday. We talked and debated about coming back on the 2nd and 3rd, but the committee took that back to other people, and we decided that we would hate ourselves come January 2nd. So we decided to give those 2 days off and redistribute them elsewhere.
Great
in the
decision.
Year. Because of being off that whole week, we are pushing the January board meeting to the 22nd instead of the 15th that month.
Okay,
and that'll also be the day day of our lottery. Okay. And again, you'll see from January through April, there are additional in-service days for the same purpose of why we allocated them in the first half of the year. Let's see here. I think other than that, it's pretty much business as usual. We will give off that 25th, just like this year, for Memorial Day. We won't have any school, so we have a four-day weekend for Memorial Day with our last day for our seniors being the 27th. And graduation, I think we can just put that as the 29th. We don't need to put that on the calendar as pending. I don't see why we wouldn't just determine that that's the date for graduation, so that clears any confusion for families like it did this year.
Yeah, it's that same Friday that it always is, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And then we will have our moving up ceremony for 8th grade on the 11th, with our staff finishing on the 12th. Questions?
Eric, if I take teacher days of 184 and take away student days of 173, I'm left with 11. Is that all in-service days?
Yes. So what we have is in the contract for our teachers is that they would do 188 days. And hours for our students, they have to be 1,060.
Yeah.
So days are actually measured by hours. And so with that said, we have 3 snow contingency days built in for students. For our staff, it says 184 days, but we are going to give, is that right? 184, did I add some more? Mm-hmm. No. Okay, so we're going to have some online days because teachers have to complete trainings and things of that nature. Those will be how we get the other days that are really dictated by us as an LEA.
If you lose 2 hours 6 times during the year for fog delays, does that not count?
No.
In the hours?
As long as you're here by, as long as you're here by 11 something,
it doesn't,
it counts
doesn't
as the full
count.
Day. As long as you're here for lunch,
yep.
That's considered the full day.
No delays mess with hours. Just days off. I plan to hopefully do cyber days on those days so that we can ask for forgiveness, because in all honesty, extending the school year really does nothing for us, because our students in IB classes, those classes are finished come May as we start to offer AP courses. Those classes will be tested. So we really need to find ways to make up for that time prior to that date versus just having students sitting here in seats waiting for school to end later in the summer. So I think for us, it's more important to make those days up if we can earlier in the year. Another question?
So the dates marked with asterisks, if there is a snow day, will that be taken away?
Yeah, so those are in-service days. So those in-service days we can convert to student days if we need to make up hours that were missed if we have a really heavy snow season.
Don't you get certain allocation of snow days a year? Is it like how many?
So depending on how we build them in, we build in three.
We build in three.
And if it's a state of the emergency, the governor gives it back to us. We don't have to make those up.
I only saw two with asterisks. Did I miss the third?
I mean, we put it there, but technically we can convert any
teacher-only
day into a student day, but those are ones that are particularly designated. Hopefully we wouldn't have to do more than two, but parents kind of know that that day is not a guaranteed day off, weather permitted.
Okay.
Great.
I would like a motion to approve this calendar, please.
Make a motion to approve.
Okay.
A second.
Any discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
As proposed. Any opposed? Oh, motion passes.
We won't tell anybody. Go ahead, Jess.
Point of interest. Our school name on file with the Delaware Secretary of State is the
Sussex
Academy.
Mm-hmm. Don't take the buzz.
We're in the weeds again.
Go.
Yeah.
I don't like it. That's
the only time I'm allowed to speak as well. We're off the base.
Keeps us on track. All right. Second item on new business is policy 705, parental leave policy. I don't know what this is.
It's awesome.
What is this?
Pretty awesome.
12 weeks of paid leave. Is it another? It looks like it's a federal law.
It's state mandated, and it goes into effect April 1st, and we're required to have a policy on this.
And they sent us a model policy.
They sent us a model policy, and basically it's like filled in blank.
And we adopted.
So this means our employees.
No, you have to vote on it tonight. And
our employees get paid time off for becoming parents.
If you've worked for the state for 12 months, then you're entitled to, then you're entitled to 3 months off. If you become a new parent, this is the husband and wife, or if you adopt a child 6 years or under. And you don't have to use that 3 months all at one time. You can have like a week here, over 1 year period.
Paid. Very nice.
This makes perfect sense.
Okay, so there's really no discussion because this is what it is.
Yeah.
Make a motion to accept 705 parental leave policy per state of Delaware regulations.
May I have a second?
Second.
Race to the second. Okay. Oh, any discussion? Do we have any idea what this would cost us?
It seems a lot, but one thing I did see though, if the employee for short-term disability coverage here, is that an optional policy here,
I think it's going to. We do get it. I think it may run concurrently. I'm going to something else on the 26th regarding this, the funding and the coding and all that stuff.
Because it looks like that may be our out. Because if short-term disability coverage will pay 75% of the employee's salary, and then the paid leave shall be 25%.
If they have sick leave, they can use that.
And then
they
can use that. Yeah, so we may not. It may not.
But we're going to have to pick up the price of the subs.
Yeah.
We have short-term disability for our employees as part of their benefits package. Okay.
Yeah. So it may not be as bad because the short-term disability coverage and the sick leave will be kicking in. So it's not like we're paying their full salary for the 12 weeks, but we're picking up the cost for the sub. So.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor of approving policy 705, the parental leave policy?
Aye.
Any opposed? We don't get to oppose, so. It passes.
It says the board reserves the right to rescind it.
If the law changes.
Okay, anything else under new business? All right, moving on. We have items to discuss in executive session. Okay, these are items pertaining to student stuff.
You're up.
I'm a motion.
We need a motion to go into executive to discuss some student issues. Susie, you're our executive session lady.
I am.
You are.
Somebody just needs to make a motion.
Make a motion that we go into executive session pursuant to 29 Delaware Code Section 10,004B9, which is students and personnel matters.
Second.
Marty seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Any opposed? Motion passes. It is Andrea 5:40. Okay. I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor? Come on, baby. 5:50, we're adjourning.
That is awesome.